This is Twic, This Week in Congregate, the show with the nasty habit of saying stupid things before announcing the episode number. Episode 9, Time to Evolve. Hello, I'm Mishu.
And I'm Mircha.
And we're here to talk about Congregate's fresh games of the week. But we've also got some news and stuff this time, and we're going to talk about quite a few badges. First, we're going to start with Tyrant's new expansion launch.
Well, I have to admit, I have fallen out of Tyrant.
I quit Tyrant as well a long time back, but then I restarted playing it because people are just drawing me back into the faction play. I guess that's what's keeping me going, because I'm playing with friends. But I'm not playing as much as I used to, and I really didn't test the Blight expansion. I had rather spent my money on a single card.
I think it's kind of awkward that they made a new money-only expansion, so to say, but they also kept the old one. I would have expected that, you know, just the latest one would cost money, and then they would make, like, Nexus now available for huge amounts of gold. I thought that would be, like, a better progression of stuff, because...
Yeah, I thought so, too. And it would actually make sense to have only the latest expansion cost actual real money. Otherwise, they're just becoming money hoards, like everybody's accusing them to be. But what's funny about the expansion is that you don't really get to experience it unless you pay some money.
Yeah, because the other missions already gave you like rewards from Nexus, so it wasn't really, you could get a feel for it.
Oh, but no. This one gives you a new set of missions as well. The new missions cap at 90 now. And they give you some of the cards, but it's not the same as buying packs. It would never
be
the same.
No. Well, let's just hope they make Nexus 3 next time or something. But I like the fact that they're continuing with the expansions. I think that's a really strong thing about the trading card games.
Well, if you remember the developer interview with Congregate, they even said that they would, and they're actually planning on sustaining the game for quite a few years.
Well, then they should really reconsider this only the first expansion is viable with gold thing. Because then they'd have like 100 Warbonds only expansions that nobody has.
Yeah, true. Nobody's going to play it like that. Especially if new content isn't accessible. Moving on to Project Eden. It's a new contest on Congregate, sponsored by Ubisoft, together with partnering with Congregate. And they want to make a better music experience in games. If you remember Music Edge.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And they want more games like that on Congregate.
I see, like music experience, not music creation.
Exactly, music experience. But to be honest, StepSec, which is the highest rated user submission right now, is part music creation, part music experience. Because you fiddle with the knobs in real time and you get music out of it.
It's really nice because you can get cool music really fast, whatever you do. So it's not challenging.
The whole project to me seems quite nice because I really enjoyed Music Catch and I'd love to experience music in other games as well. Moving on to badges of the week. Oh. We've already talked about Cursed Treasure Level Pack and Diamond Hollow. They both got badges this week.
The Diamond Hollow badge is really quite hard because no one would get there normally, but you can do it.
Well, it's actually an achievement in the game as well. Once you cap everything out and you need to get a little bit in the zone.
Yeah, you gotta get in the zone.
Yeah, it kind of gets there.
But the new games are interesting.
What was interesting actually this week is that new games got badges. Fresh games got badges immediately.
I found interesting that two games are almost identical. Duck Evolution and Animal Evolution.
It's called Animal Raceway, not Animal Evolution.
So they're both Pokemon games.
Semi-Pokemon games. I like the concept of the game, like you have to train and then you automatically participate in the race.
Yeah, I like that too, but I was really surprised to find out they were actually exactly the same gameplay.
Also, what is weird is that Animal Raceway was published a while back, 2 weeks ago, and Duck Life 3 was published recently. And to be honest, I think Animal Raceway is a better game.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. I like the minigames better and the system. I don't know what to say about the hill system. that you always have to grind health to keep it up, but it's definitely better. It's better on every level.
I thought the health thing was quite educational and a little fun. I honestly wouldn't have played Duck Life 3 for more than 5 minutes and maybe a couple levels if it didn't have badges. Because it was so repetitive. You had to grind through levels.
Yeah, and the mini games weren't actually that fun, because in the other one they're actually kind of fun at some points. These are kind of like
yeah, exactly, because there you, at least it's a little bit funny, but that here is just lame. I don't know, it's ducks evolving into four types and
of ducks.
They almost look humanoid at some point.
Yeah, did you choose the athlete duck too?
No, I chose the flying duck because that's what ducks do, they fly.
I chose the athlete duck, and it was actually really as a human in the end. And I was like, what? I want a duck.
Exactly.
I was like envious of all the other ducks who actually had wings and stuff.
It was weird.
Yeah,
and,
weird.
About Animal Raceway, I honestly think that even if it didn't have badges,
what animal did you take?
I played twice because I failed the first time. I spent my money on stupid things. So first I took a badger and then I took a horsey.
Man, the shark. You gotta always get a shark.
Really? Why?
Because sharks are the best.
Well, when I played the game and I thought about you playing the game, I honestly felt sorry for you because I knew you wanted a cow in there.
Oh my god, there was no cow. No. No. Okay.
Moving on to Doodle God 2.
I don't know what to say about Doodle God. It's like, they do all these expansions and stuff, but I think the first one was enough already.
It's the same guessing game, and that's what sucks about it.
Well, it's not even a guessing game, because let's be honest, you just look in the comments and just you have to click sequentially pairs of images until you get the badge. It's not a game. I don't understand who has fun doing this. That's what I don't understand.
Well, the thing is, if you're using a walkthrough, it's probably not fun. If you're trying to guess it on your own, it's also not fun. What can I say? The thing is, once you start fiddling around with things and you see that some things work, it's fun. But if you hit a deadlock and you have to keep using the idea buttons to move on, then it just fails. And I actually wanted to make porn in this one, and it didn't work, because I put sex on TV, and that should make porn, right?
Did you try sex on computer? Sex on internet?
It should work, but it doesn't. And maybe
actually, internet alone should just make porn.
That's true. I guess we'll just have to wait for Doodle Devil 2 for that, maybe. I don't know. It's a disappointing expansion for me.
I also kind of wish they just put all the expansion in one game.
Exactly. Why don't they do that? This is a business now, they have to make money. Weird. Also, another game that got badges this week, and we already talked about it in episode 7, is Vampire Physics.
I kind of like it a little bit more now, because I played some of the more ingenious levels. And, you know, they have some mechanics there. They have this moon thing where you cover the moon, that's really nice.
Yeah, but in the end, it's still a short game that has a bunch of new ingenious mechanics. And we have to face it, playing any game for earning badges is a lot more rewarding than just playing them for...
Yeah, I know. A lot of these games, I wouldn't even look at them.
Yep.
Which is bad that I wouldn't look at them, because some of them are really, really good.
So we can just move on to fresh games of the week now.
I really, really like City Siege 2. Because I think it's actually the first time I saw in a Flash game that a destroyable environment. And I was just blown away by that. The rest of the game is also nice. But the fact that you can just blow up any little corner of a building and make the baddies fall and die, that just was really, really an innovative thing. And something I never seen before. You should definitely check it out.
Moving on to Seizure, level back. Did you play the first Seizure?
Yeah, I think it's Seeger, like in German.
Okay, did you play the first Seeger?
Yes, I did, and I really liked it. But I don't really see any difference between the level. Okay, I personally don't really get all these level packs, because you're just playing the same game But you're not playing the harder, you're not playing harder levels, you're just playing kind of the different easy levels, which really doesn't bring anything, in my opinion.
I agree. It was the same. It's like with all the rest of the level packs. It's the same game, but you just get a little bit more content.
Yeah,
Not
but it's not
enjoyable.
even quality content. The way I see level packs should be is either you put up like really new levels, like something we didn't see before, or something really, really hard for the people who finished the first game. They're like, man, I wish I could rattle my brains on this a little bit more. Then you just go to level pack. But this is
Or
like,
you invent a
what's
new mechanic and you roll that in.
okay, yeah. But this is just like, just play the first 10 levels again.
Yeah, so the level pack isn't really worth it unless you're a fan of Ziger.
But anyway, why wouldn't you pay the original then? Because it's still
Because you've already
better.
played it a million times over. I don't know. If you're a big fan, you probably played it quite a while.
The most awesomest game in the world, which is Nyan Cat Fly,
Oh no.
would totally definitely be on the top of every list on Kongregate. Yeah, you're Nyan Cat and you fly, and you have to not eat the veggies, which I feel really appeals to a deep, deep personal thing of mine, not eating veggies.
Right. Well, first of all, it was bound to happen, right? Somebody had to go ahead and make a game.
Oh, not only did it happen, but it happened 5 times, because now I'm counting 5 Nyan Cat games on Kongregate.
Also, what's important to notice about this game is that it sucks you in, just like the song, because it never ends, and you're always drawn to stay there, waiting for it to end. I guess
Yeah,
you're
and
programmed.
the song does it too. There's like a combination of sound and game, which really, it's like a mousetrap, trap,
Because
trap.
it's because it never ends, that's why you're trapped in there.
Yeah, and you also gather, gathering sweets is nice. Anyway, going on.
For A Link to the Past, I chose that we talk about The Last Canopy, which is a shooter game, and I love me some shooter games. But this one has a great twist. Not only do you shoot your bullets, you have to steal bullets from your enemies and shoot those as well. And you can steal up to five types of bullets from all of your enemies, and you just kick them with their own ass. Wait.
That's a nice one, though.
You kill them with their own guns, that's what I meant to say.
Well, I kind of quit when I saw that you're a butterfly.
Oh, you should go ahead and try it. Let us know what you think. And the ratings are in. We have 20 views for episode 7 and 16 views for episode 8.
Guess
Also,
it's okay. It's
what?
not. I guess it's okay.
Well, it's not
But
that
say
bad.
something, like when you watch it, like say, man, this sucked, or just anything.
Yeah, just let us know you're listening. Give us comments. Reply to our forum thread.
We actually sell your comments for profit, so we're kind of going broke here, so come on.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Till next week.
See ya.
Such basic gameplay that if it wasn't for the song, I would throw it away. Don't eat veggies. What's that?
What?
Is it?
No, man. It's about politics. It's in the new
Did you
world.
say it's about politics?
Yes, it's about every.
Stop
It's
it.
about physics, biology,
You eat a
first
whole
of all.
bunch of sweets and avoid veggies.
Yeah, that's really deep.